A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Mystery rider of the plains, the unknown hero of the greatest legend of the West. His face was masked. No one could guess the inspiration for his life and self-sacrifice, but everyone paid tribute to his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Here was a champion of right against might, the symbol of American justice and American democracy, the Lone Ranger. Mustang Mag closed the door of the Lone Ranger's sick room behind her and then walked across the living room and out on the porch of the ranch house. Old Missouri was sitting on the bottom step.
How is he, Mag?
Oh, I think he's a little stronger. Tired to tell, but he's getting some sleep now and that ought to help.
Hey, look toward the hills. There's a couple of hombres riding this way.
And one of them's an Injun.
One of them's Tonto.
Yep, you can't mistake that paint.
And that's a scout riding with him. What are we going to do?
They're sure burning the wind.
This means trouble, Mag.
Oh, how do you know? Draw rein on that imagination of yours. Wait till they get here. There's no call to jump to conclusions.
I always say forewarned is forearmed.
Missouri, if you don't stop crying before you hurt...
Don't you throw that at me.
Throw what?
You're aiming to throw something. I can see it in your eye.
Oh, I'd like to throw the house at you. That man was torn away from around here.
That's what I say. It means trouble.
And you got one thing right anyhow. He's dressed like a scout.
Injuns, Mag. He's come to warn us the Apaches are on the warpath. They'll burn us out. By night, you'll be stuck full of arrows like a pincushion. Then you'll be sorry for the way you treated me.
Howdy!
Howdy! Never can tell nothing from Tonto's face.
You'll be sorry for me, Mag.
Oh, if I got stuck full of arrows, I won't waste any time being sorry for you. What's up, Tonto?
Me bring scout from wagon train.
Oh, welcome, stranger.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Jim Carson.
Well, they call me Mustang Mag. What's on your mind?
Well, ma'am, I'm guiding a big wagon train of immigrants to the Santa Clara Valley. That's most 300 miles from here to the west. Government just opened that land to the settlers.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
There's close to 150 wagons. It's quite a sight.
And Tonto, I reckon your masked friend will be powerful glad to see you again.
Him wake now?
Well, he's been sleeping. But I ain't a doubt that he's woke up with hearing all that's been going on here. If he ain't awake, he'll want to be. He keeps writing me notes to let him see you any time we get here.
Me go in house now. Take message to friend.
Tonto.
You not speak. Tonto make talks. You write note.
I...
Me go, like you say, find settler on way to west. Them want to ride through this valley.
All right.
That good. You write message, and Tonto read it.
Carsons, we're all going to be guided by whatever the Lone Ranger tells Tonto. You see, you folks on the wagon train may be all right, but, well, Dad read it all. We don't want a wagon trail to run through here.
There's no reason why it should, Mag. This valley isn't on the direct route to California. It's the shortest way to Santa Clara, but there's
there may be a heap more folks going to Santa Clara. We can't let a trail get started.
Now look, Meg, think of all the folks in the wagon train. Women, kids, old men. It's dangerous to go south of the ridge. You wouldn't want things to happen to those folks, would you?
I don't know. I ain't the one to say. Here's Tonto. What's the Lone Ranger say, Tonto?
Him right now.
Let me see.
Does he know of the wagon train?
Oh, sure he knows. He's been kept advised of things, and he has ways of looking ahead for what might happen. Yeah, he writes that I'm to go see Miller of LeBar M. Range. He's head of the cattlemen around here. After seeing Miller, we speak with Farnsworth.
Farnsworth? Well, who's he?
Well, he's the head of the homesteaders in this section. Hey, you, Missouri.
Yes, sir?
Get Bessie saddled up for me.
Why speak to Miller and Farnsworth?
I'll tell you why, Jim Carsons. If they don't object to your going through here, it's all right. But if they do object, and I'll bet my neck they will, and you've got plenty of fighting on your hands.
I'll go with you.
Good enough. What about you, Tonto?
Me stay here.
What'd you think when you seen our sick friend?
Him still plenty sick, and Tonto not happy.
But there ain't no question about him getting well, is there?
Me not know. Tonto stay watch friend for time.
Come on, Carsons. I reckon we better go and follow the Lone Ranger's orders.
But Mr. Miller...
There's no buts about it. My answer is no. Our herds grazed right down to the river. What's to stop those emigrants from cutting out all the steers they want? They can get their fresh beef somewhere else.
None of those emigrants ain't feeding.
And how are we going to check? There's been no spring roundup yet, and there's no count on the herds. And that reminds me. You'd want to follow the river through the valley, wouldn't you?
Well, that'd be most convenient.
Sure, 150 wagons. Mag, they break down all the earthworks we built against the spring flood. The river's rising already. With the banks all trampled down, the whole valley might get flooded.
But we promised not to...
My answer is no, and nothing's going to change
it. Oh, it's no use arguing, Carsons. He's a cattleman, and the immigrants are farmers. That means we're fighting against an awful prejudice.
The masked man wouldn't give up so easy.
I'm not giving up. We'll try Farnsworth. You wouldn't have no objection if the train went down the homesteader's side of the river, would you, Miller?
That's up to them. On this side, they don't set a foot.
Come on, Carsons. To me.
No, we got more to lose than the ranchers. What's the loss of a few head of cattle compared to losing our winter wheat? Be like an army marching through. I'll back Miller's play with all the guns we got.
If they follow the river down...
That'll be worse. Smash down the banks so our fields will be flooded. We can't grow rice in this climate.
Well, there's a road...
You got my answer, Mac. We'll guard that pass night and day. They'll have to fight to get through, and they can't win.
Jim Carsons and Mag were silent as they returned to the ranch where Tonto waited with the Lone Ranger. Missouri was on the porch as the couple rode up.
I can tell what's happened. You didn't get nowhere at all, did you, Mag?
Nope. Miller and Farnsworth were sure stubborn.
Now I don't know what we can do.
Now don't you give up yet, Carsons. By Juniper, the Lone Ranger has something working in his head. He's been writing questions to Tonto.
What sort of questions?
I don't know. Tonto come out one time and asked me how high the spring waters in the river was.
He asked that?
Yep. And then he asked if the water wasn't higher than it had been in other years. I don't know what he's wanting that information for.
Lone Ranger. He must realize that the only hope of the people I'm guiding is to go through here.
I reckon he's aware of that all right enough, Carsons.
Seems he must have also known what the answer from Farnsworth and Miller would be.
I reckon so.
But what's he figuring to do?
Oh, Tonto, what's the Lone Ranger said?
What's your friend say?
Farnsworth and Miller? They say no. Wagons not to be allowed through the valley.
You tell wagons to come.
Through this valley?
That's right.
Yeah, but that'll only start a shooting match. Does Lone Ranger know that?
Oh, still, Missouri.
But drat it! Now Farnsworth and Miller and all the rest know the wagons are coming. They'll be organized and ready for them. If you hadn't said nothing, maybe the wagons could have got through the valley before the folks got organized to fight them.
We may have made a mistake.
By ginger, I wonder if the Lone Ranger wanted the folks here to be organized.
Missouri.
All right, I'm keeping still.
Tell them come through valley. Me stay here.
You heard him, Carsons. Go on now, bring your folks through.
I don't savvy why the Lone Ranger was so doggone interested in the high water in the mountain streams.
Well, here, message.
For me?
You read it.
Let me see that.
He asked for more details about the high water.
And Lone Ranger know this part country plenty good.
Hey, by thunder, this sure makes the whole plan of the Lone Ranger sound more mysterious than ever.
How's that?
He says that the immigrants will be needed here. They'll earn their passage through the valley.
Earn it? Well, how?
Hanged if I know, but he says they'll be needed. So get riding, Jim Carson. Go on, bring him here.
There's the pass.
I don't see nothing of the river you was talking about.
You won't till we get on the other side. The river flows west to east across the valley, then cuts north till it gets beyond the ridge.
I'm not interested in the river. What I'm worried about is what else we'll find on the other side of the ridge.
Well, I don't know.
There's going to be trouble. I can feel it.
Miss Simpson, you've heard of the Lone Ranger, haven't you?
I've heard of him, all right. I've heard that he can't help it.
He told me to bring you here.
I don't blame Carrie for being worried, though. You also told us what the ranchers and the farmer said. We ain't looking for any fight, Carson.
And if we have to turn back, we'll have lost 6 days. We'll have gone most 100 miles out of our way.
I'm putting my faith in the Lone Ranger. Move those wagons along. Straight through the pass. Keep them moving, boys. Come on.
Well, Farnsworth,
did you get my message?
Sure did. I brought 50 men with me.
Bill spotted them an hour ago. That means they'll be coming through the pass any minute.
And it means we can't waste any time.
How are you boys fixed for ammunition?
Got their cartridge belts all loaded.
If they need any more, tell them to see Bill.
Well, let's get going. If they get a chance to make a circle inside the valley, they can stand us off a long time. We got to stop them while they're still in single file.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Wondering about what? They're trying to force their way through the valley after we told them not to. They're looking for a fight.
Keno, what's more, they won't be disappointed. Into your saddles, men!
Come on! We're riding for the pass. When you see those prairie schooners, open fire on them! Come on!
Ranchers and settlers combined to ride against the oncoming immigrants. Meanwhile, Tonto sat with the Lone Ranger.
I come plenty soon now. Not bad.
Paper.
Here. You're right.
Water high.
Water plenty high. You're right. Tonto read it. And Tonto do what you say.
Hurry up, Missouri. For mercy's sake, get them horses saddled.
I am as fast as I can.
I hope to goodness the Lone Ranger has some suggestion for Tonto.
But Tonto's coming on a run from the house.
So he is.
Me ride. Me see high water. Make sure water plenty high.
That's thunder. More rain.
Never mind a little rain.
You go lead Rancher to river. Try and not let him fight.
Us stop a fight? Well, we can't do
that. Now, help Missouri. We'll draw him up a toll.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Missouri.
I'm coming. That thunderstorm is coming plenty quick.
Never mind the thunder. Look yonder. There comes the horror of the pack.
My gates. Must be 200 men riding there.
Come on. Look ahead. There's the wagon train.
And Jim Carson.
Being aboard.
On guard, that's all.
They shoot up lots of innocent people. You can't do it.
Craig, we told you and Carson's how we felt. We don't even have our orders disobeyed.
But you can't
do it. Carson's riding this way. What's it mean, Mag? Why ain't he heading the wagon south?
I'll tell you why.
Craig!
Oh, my sakes alive. I don't see no way for this to end without gunplay.
I'll signal the wagons are heading through. And if you men open fire, we'll fire back.
Well, we'll open fire plenty. Mag, you get out of our way.
Mag, it's starting to rain. And maybe
we still, Missouri. Miller, you've got to listen to me.
This ain't no place for a woman.
Put up your guns, all of you.
Not a chance. Grab the bridle of a horse, men.
No!
Get Carson and Missouri. Rope all three of them. Take him prisoner.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. Thank you. to continue our story. Both Carson's and Missouri were roped hand and foot. Mustang Mag's horse was led toward the rear. But just as Miller and Farnsworth turned their attention to the wagon train, they heard her cry out.
Lay your hands on me and I'll brand you from the Mississippi to Pacific as a bunch of yellow coyotes.
Look, she's loose. She's heading back here.
Just as if we didn't have enough trouble.
I'll get your trouble and more than your bargain, sir.
You'll only get hurt, Mag. You know how we feel about that wagon train, and nothing's going to change our minds.
You two got any respect for the Lone Ranger?
Now, that's a fine question to ask. Of course we have.
But what's he got to do with this?
You'll hear about it if you give me a chance to speak.
A chance? There's nobody yet could stop you talking when you set your mind to it.
Not that captain, Missouri. Well,
come on, out with it, Mag.
First thing, you got to take these ropes off Carson.
Me too.
Might be better to leave you tied up. You'll only get in the way.
Untie him, man.
Sure. What about the Lone Ranger?
Now listen, everybody. It was him that said for these immigrants to come here. He said they could earn their right to cross the valley.
That's what he did.
Better tell us how before we open fire.
There'll be no gunfighting today.
Hurry up.
I couldn't figure out what he meant myself for a long time. And then just a little while ago, he told me to lead you all to the river.
Ranchers, farmers, and immigrants.
We'll have no trust with them.
Here's one of the wagons coming this way. I'll show them.
Miller!
Stand out from in front of me.
Not till you lower that rifle. There's a woman driving.
There's a man with her.
You'll need their help. You'll need the help of every one of these immigrants. The women to sew bags out of canvas and the men to fill them with dirt.
You said the river.
It's rising, but we got the earthworks built plenty high.
The Lone Ranger don't think so.
Get him up, sir.
Look behind you. It's Tonto coming. He's coming back to where the Mexican sent him.
Carson, do we have to clear out?
No, we need you. And don't say we don't, Miller. No, you either, Farnsworth. We need everybody in the valley.
She's talking like we're in for a flood.
You can feel this rain, can't you? You can feel it sting and bite into your face. The wind that's driving it come from the mountains. Maybe there's all rain there. Maybe it's going to be... Why should I guess about it? Tonto can tell us. Is it going to be a flood?
Plenty bad. All stream and mountain run high. Soon river flow over bank. Flood valley. Time you go to work.
To the river, men!
Guys, Meg, what are they going to do?
Something you ain't got no taste for. They're going to work building up the levee.
Can we help?
You sure can. I'll lead you to the river. All you folks in the wagon train are going to earn your right to cross the valley just like the Lone Ranger said. There's only one thing I'm hoping.
What?
That there'll be a valley left to cross when the flood's over. Follow me!
Here's some more of them sacks, boys. Fill them up.
Right.
Get it, boys.
Just hold the bag for me.
Oh, it's my turn to do some digging. You take it easy for a while.
Well, it's a pleasure digging this soil. It's kind of sandy.
Fertile as all get out, mister. You didn't make a mistake coming to the west. We're sure glad you come to this valley, in spite of all we've done to stop you.
Why shouldn't we come? We had an invitation from the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, it's him we gotta thank.
That the ranch house where he stands?
Yeah, that's it. Tonto's taken care of.
Looks like the Indian's coming this way now.
Hope he ain't bringing any bad news.
I thought the masked man was getting better.
Some, maybe.
Okay, you know, that ranch house is powerful close to the river. If your levee should give way...
You don't have to tell me, Simpson. Where's Tonto at now?
He's heading for that spot where Carson's and Miller are working.
Down by the river, eh?
Down by the river.
I sure hope it ain't bad news.
Hand me another bag. I'll plant it here on top.
Grab hold. Hello, Tonto. Is the masked man all right?
Him tell me fine enough. A work roll.
It's a good thing we started when we did. It's over the old earthworks now.
Yeah, take a look for yourself, Tonto.
What do you think?
Lone Ranger sent message for you. You work, you win.
Yes, sirree. Come on, Parson.
Sling him up here.
Shortly after dark, the bridge was carried away, but men and materials had already been divided between the two banks. The great timbers crashed against the earthworks. Ranchers, farmers, and immigrants worked frantically to repair the breaks, and the moment of danger was past. At midnight, a final crash of thunder and a last jagged streak of lightning creased the sky. Then the rain stopped, but the river continued to rise, minute by minute, hour by hour. Now, if the levee broke, a great wall of water would sweep across the valley. Haggard and weary, but without any thought of rest, the men fought desperately. still the river kept rising. At 4 o'clock, Miller called Farnsworth and Parsons, and the three of them headed for Mustang Mag.
If you're looking for more bags, this is the last of them, Miller.
Yeah, I know. They've been using sod for the last hour on the lower stretches.
What you come here for? What's the matter? You ain't giving up, are you?
Mag, flesh and blood can stand just so much. The men are all in.
No, you can't give up.
Well, we're not doing that yet. But the river's gaining on us all the time. I figured it out just now. One more hour and it'll catch up with us.
Yeah, it's bound to.
We'll work that hour. We'll stay here till the bitter end. But that don't go for you.
You don't catch me quitting ahead of time. I'm going down there and get a shovel.
There's more important work for you.
What do you mean?
We all got horses. We can run before the flood and get to the hill safe. It's all right for us to stay another hour, but you
got a horse myself.
Meg, it's your ranch that'll be first hit. The Lone Ranger's there. He's wounded, wounded bad. You can't move him fast. You've got to start now.
Right. Missouri!
Yeah?
Bring Bessie over. You and me are riding for the ranch. We gotta save the Lone Ranger. Get the spring wagon, Missouri. Hitch it up and bring it around the front. As soon as you do that, come on inside and help to move him.
Right.
Seems to me I can hear that river roaring from here. We've got to save him. There's got to be time. Tonto, is it... Oh, you're awake, masked man. I'm glad of that, but we can't let you stay here.
What matter?
The men are wore out. They figure they can work for a little while longer, but then they'll have to quit. We've got to move the masked man while there's still time.
It's plenty bad moving now.
I know that as well as you do. We haven't got any choice, though. Missouri's bringing around the spring wagon. We'll carry him out to it, cock and all. We'll drive real slow. We ought to make the hills in half an hour, and then he'll be out of danger. Tonto, he's trying to say something.
That's right.
Don't, mister. We wouldn't be giving up like this if we didn't have to. There's nothing you can say to change that.
You listen.
No, we're taking him to the hills. The flood's going to sweep over the whole valley. The hills are the only place where it'll be safe.
The river.
Tonto, he doesn't know what he's saying. This is one time you got to reason with him and make him see that he's wrong.
Kemosabe.
Tonto understand. Tonto take you to river.
But you can't. You can't.
Them work. Them win.
You mean there's still a chance?
Still a chance.
Work. Win.
Stop it here, Tonto.
He stopped here. We'll turn wagon round so him can see river. Then Tonto light big fire so all men can see Lone Ranger. You ride, tell him, work, win.
We've got to now. Come on, Missouri.
Meg, what did you come back here for?
I had to.
Well, turn around and hike headed for the hills. We're just getting ready to quit.
Not now, you ain't. Look over there where that fire's springing up. Can you see that wagon? Can you see the man that's lying in the back of it?
He's masked.
It's the Lone Ranger. He wouldn't let us take him to where it was safe. He made us take him down here where he can share your dangers. Oh, men, you can't quit now. We can't move him again. It's more than the value of your homes that you're fighting for now. You're fighting for him. What's your answer? Well, say something. Don't just look at me. Say something.
Meg, we're just pulling ourselves together. But if you're asking us to fight for the Lone Ranger, there's only one answer. Back to the river, man. Get that dog down there.
They're working harder than they did this afternoon.
It's the Lone Ranger being here. Move it along.
Come on, dig men. Build up those earthworks. Give it all you got.
Work and win, the masked man said. Work and win.
Hard
never had a better reason, Meg. Every time I figure I'm home tuckered, I just take a look at the masked man that keeps me going.
That goes for all of us. He give us new heart and new strength. Work and win.
Long come soon, Kemosabe. Light now in east. If river go down now, that good. River not go down, all over.
So?
Silver come stand side you. River not go down. Men get way all right. Tonto, Silver, stay here with you.
No.
Tonto, Silver, stay.
She's going down, boys! Pass the word along, she's going down!
Oh, you hear that, Kimosabe? You right, once more. Them want to give up, and you not let them. River go down, valley same. You listen. All happy now. Silver think time to ride way. Him not understand. Maybe soon, Silver. Maybe soon.
Meg, I'm so happy I can kiss you.
You try it and I'll smack your face.
Then you gotta dance a jig with me. I gotta do something to celebrate. Come on.
Hey, let go of me, you clumsy ass. I ain't no half-rope coyote you can dig your spurs into. You call this dancing? An elephant could do better.
Cut that out, Meg, and let me shake your hand.
It's a pleasure to do both. Put it there, Miller.
I want to thank you.
Thank me? You got nothing to thank me for. I was all for quitting like the rest of you. It was the masked man kept us walking. And there they are, the Lone Ranger and Tonto and Silver. They can hear us from here. What do you say we let them know how we feel about it? I'm calling for 3 cheers for the Lone Ranger!
Hooray!
Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.